we caught a lot of albacore in the 70s and 80s, but we didn't, and this was Fleetwood. We didn't pay that close of attention to what the water was doing. I mean, our water temperature gauges were needles, and the difference between 60 and 65 was just four lines, and you know, you'd see the thing kind of move around a little bit, but you didn't know if it was 63.1 or 64.5. You know what I mean? You could just tell the needle was moving a little bit, whereas when these charts started coming out and we were serious about getting on these edges and really working the edge, and like I was saying in there, it's not always on the hot water side of the edge. It's a lot of times in the transition where the water's changing. Right. That's when we started getting everybody putting on the boats, the water temperature gauges that went to the hundredth. And so it was a standing joke. We knew we were in the right place when that water temperature gauge looked like a gas pump, because those last two numbers start rolling fast. I mean, you know, when you're going from 63.97 to 63.54, so you're dropping 4/100ths. That thing's going tick 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 tick. I mean, it's just rolling.
When
you
see that fast change.
Oh, when you see the fast change, mm-hmm. you know you're getting on the edge, versus the old days, that needle just kind of, you know, kind of swaying around there. You didn't know when you were in the transition. You could tell if you were on a 3-degree break. But so, I mean, it has literally changed the way we fish. Guys will get on an edge and, you know, we used to just roam around in and out, get a jig strike, try to get back. We're using Loran numbers, and our, you know, and your shots would go away, and you just, a lot of it was once you were on the grounds, just kind of feeling your way around. Now, I mean, you're watching your plotter, and you're plotting that edge as you go throughout the day, and that is
you're basically redrawing.
You are. You're redrawing what it is.
Because
right.
The water does
because
move.
Because it's moving around. So, from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's where when you read on the websites or you hear the long-range captains go, it is such a benefit to be part of a group. Because if there's a 30-mile edge, there's no guarantee there's fish on that 30-mile edge. There may be a pocket on that edge that there might be a 5-mile or 4-mile, sometimes it's a mile and a half square that fish is stuck in, and takes 4 or 5 guys to start, you know, working that edge and to try to nail it down. And so, but everybody, that is the topic of conversation from 4 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night is water temperature.
But that, you know, on the subject of that same big edge, it's still easier for all those boats working the edge than it is for those same boats to be just fanning out,
trying to feel
and
for
wandering
it.
Around. Right?
Oh no,
right.
Yeah. When we're running for an edge, guys are going, yeah, it looks like I'm probably 15 miles from the edge. Well, we know we're 15 miles from the edge because we're looking at our terrafin charts. That's what we're going by, and it's not necessarily bang, you hit 14.9, 15. There it is, but it gets us in the ballpark. I mean, it's not like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, that's all we want to do is get you in the right zone.
We'll run 200-400 miles sometime on a terrafin chart running for an edge. It I'm telling you, if there's a lot of things that have changed long range or Southern California sport fishing, and this is right up there with sonars and RSW and
GPS.
And two-speed reels and GPS. Yeah. We actually had the first GPS in the fleet when I left Louisiana on the XL. We had the first GPS in
When
the
was
fleet.
That, John? What year was that?
We left Houma, Louisiana in February of 1990.
So first GPS. So before that, there were no GPS on the boats here.
No.
That's amazing.
No, that was the first
one. You think about that. That's only 21 years ago. You know, I mean, you think about it.
It was all Loran at the time.
Right, yeah. Well, and Autolog. I mean, Loran was only good down to about San Martin, and we would use our Autologs, which you had a book, a calculus book that you had to figure out variances. And that's how we would go to Alijos, and that's how we'd go to Hurricane Bank, and that's how we'd find all these offshore banks down below with the auto log. And then, but when we bought that package, Furuno package for the XL in Louisiana, part of that package was a plotter and a GPS, and it was the first GPS in the fleet.